Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's Daily Devotional. It's called, What Makes You Special? So how long would it take to make a list of 3 to 5 things about you that makes you special? Can you think about that? What are 1 or 2, 3, maybe even up to 5 things that makes you special? Now, if you thought about that list, what parts of the list are you responsible for? And what parts should be to God's credit? Understanding this distinction is a big part of Paul's gripe against the people in Corinth. Look at what he wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. It says, "For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it?" Paul seems to think that everything we have that makes us special comes from God. Looking at Paul's words for the folks in this book makes it seem like the believers in Corinth may have been proud of their wealth or their status in the world's eyes. It also seems like they were judging Paul for not living up to that status or their worldly ideals. Naturally, Paul tries to dissuade them of that folly and those misplaced priorities. That is why he points out that all they have, everything they have, whatever they have, and whatever they place their value in really comes from God. Since everything that makes us special comes from God, it shouldn't be a source for pride. It should be a source of thankfulness. Over and above that, salvation through Jesus and the connection with God via the Holy Spirit gives believers so much that Paul continues in verse 8. "Already you have all you want. Already you have become rich," he said. This spiritual wealth is what Paul wants them to focus on and be content with. The people were looking at worldly wealth and status and thinking that is what made them special. Paul wants them to focus on their spiritual blessings and status. Towards that mindset, he adds, "Without us, you have become kings, and would that you did reign so that we might share the rule with you." He wants them to know and embrace the righteous status they actually have in, through, and from God. He gives them some sarcasm here because they had access to kingly spiritual positions, but they were focused on the earthly ones. How about you? How about me? Do we realize that there is so much that makes us special and that all of it comes from and through God? Thanks. I'm John Riley, the junior high pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.